USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The NFL game between the Cincinnati Bengals and Buffalo Bills on hold after a player was given CPR on the field.
They have been administering CPR through these past two breaks that we've taken. DeMar Hamlin has been down for over 9 minutes now. Everybody watching, praying, and hoping for the best.
Announcer Joe Buck on the ESPN broadcast Monday night. The injured player taken off the field by ambulance. The game has been temporarily suspended. Airports in Florida back up and running as normal after a computer malfunction causing hours-long delays on Monday. Officials said there was a nationwide ground stop to and from the state due to a radar link outage. All the while, new reports about how a passenger bill of rights could be coming to an airport near you.
Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut is calling for reforms of the airlines after the debacle with Southwest Airlines canceling and delaying thousands of flights.
It is an industry that's rife with monopolistic and predatory practices. The balance of power has shifted in favor of the airlines.
Senator Blumenthal is proposing to require airlines to provide refunds and fair compensation after flight delays caused by the airline. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Two people, including a police officer, are dead after multiple shooting incidents in Pennsylvania on Monday. They happened in Brackenridge after police encountered a wanted suspect and engaged in a several hours-long foot chase. He was later shot and killed by police. Twitter CEO Elon Musk has teased that this week's Twitter Files report will focus on Dr. Anthony Fauci.
In recent weeks, Musk has been increasingly critical of the longtime leading infectious disease expert. The most recent Twitter Files release focused on how both the Trump and Biden administrations leaned on Twitter to moderate content during the COVID pandemic. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The war in Ukraine drags on, and there are reports of major losses during missile attacks, but this time, Russia on the receiving end.
Using United States precision missiles, Ukrainian forces fired rockets at a facility in the eastern Donetsk region. Russia's defense ministry said Monday, 63 Russian soldiers were killed in that attack. It's being described as one of the deadliest attacks on Kremlin forces since the war began 1 year ago come February. I'm Lance Pry.
The suspect in the deaths of four University of Idaho students due in court tomorrow in Pennsylvania, and we're learning more about what led to his arrest.
The arrest of Brian Koberger Friday in his home state of Pennsylvania capped weeks of investigating that included more than 200 interviews and processing about 20,000 tips. CNN reports investigators focused on the Washington State University grad student through DNA evidence, confirmed his ownership of a car seen near the crime scene, and tracked him for several days before Friday's arrest. But those sources and other law enforcement officials are not saying anything about a possible motive or whether Koberger knew the victims. I'm Richard Johnson.
Authorities investigating a New Year's Day snowplow accident that left actor Jeremy Renner critically injured near his Lake Tahoe home. Multiple agencies are probing the circumstances that caused the accident. Sources tell TMZ the Oscar-nominated star was plowing snow Sunday morning about a quarter mile away from his home following a snowstorm when the machine reportedly ran over one of his legs. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.